Through the magic of YouTube, anybody with a computer can experience the pregame ritual that's supposed to occur at every LSU home game. While Eye of the Tiger plays over the sound system, a pickup truck towing a trailer loaded with cheerleaders and a real live Bengal tiger named Mike the Sixth is driven out onto the field. If the home team is lucky, Jonathan Martin writes for the New York Times, Mike roars as the opposing players head onto the field. But that's not what has happened at all seven home games this season. Jonathan, where has Mike been hiding?
He's been staying in his lavish, well-appointed habitat across the street from Tiger Stadium, unwilling to get into the trailer. He is just staying at home, taking it easy.
Well, how have Mike's caretakers responded to his unwillingness to do his job and put on a show?
Well, this is 2014, and we are in an advanced state when it comes to treatment of animals, and so they do not force him into the cage. They don't make him get in there if he doesn't want to go, nor do they try to entice him with some kind of goodies like chicken livers or rodents or anything like
pork
that.
Pork chop, anything.
I know. They just let him relax. And I can tell you, his habitat really is quite deluxe. He's got a waterfall, a pool, an Italianite-style tower.
Wow.
It is a sprawling setup.
LSU is a place of tradition. How are fans handling Mike's reticence?
Well, LSU is obviously consumed with their tradition. And keep in mind that Louisiana itself may be, of all the states in the country, the one that is the most consumed with symbols and their meaning. And so the idea that Mike has not left his habitat once all year to LSU fans has to have some deeper meaning. Is it good? Is it bad? Well, mixed bag so far, it seems like this year. He didn't come out for Ole Miss, and they beat Ole Miss, but he didn't come out again for Bama, and they dropped a heartbreaker to Bama.
Mm. You spoke with Dan Bournet, Tiger Stadium's longtime public address announcer, and he had a theory about why Mike was staying in his home for games. What was that?
He made a really shrewd observation, and that is, why the heck would Mike want to come out and be screamed at by 105,000 fans, some of them who have been tailgating for hours before the game, when he can stay inside his habitat all by himself? And if he's like a lot of fans in the South, probably watch the games on his high-def TV.
Jonathan Martin is a national political correspondent for the New York Times who just had probably the best assignment of his entire career. Jonathan, thank you for joining me.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.